Hello, Hector. How's rainmaking machine coming along?
Oh, gosh, it's coming along swell, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes.
I think I'll have it finished a couple of days, and then we'll try it out.
You suppose it'll work?
Suppose it'll work? Why, yes. Certainly it'll work. I'm going to bring the biggest rainstorm the Corn Center has ever seen.
Yes, well, the farmers around here could use a little rain right now.
Yes, and say, here's something else.
What?
Here's a way for you and Mr. Peters to cash in a big way. Put in a big stock of rubber boots.
Well, how do you mean, Hector? What's the boots for?
When it rains, all the farmers will be wanting boots, won't they?
Mm.
Well, you can just clean up.
Say, that is an idea now, ain't it?
You bet your boots is an idea.
John Brown, you're pretty smart, that, Hector.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing at all, Mr. Winterbottom. Nothing at all. But you better hurry up and order the boots, because in just a few days, I'm going to make it rain.
Yes, I'll get right on that.
What I come in to see you about, did you and Mr. Peters type up that contract and sign it?
Yep, here it is, right here.
Well, that's the stuff. That's fine. Let's see. Yes, now we're all set. I'll take this copy along, and I'll leave this one here for your files.
Yes.
I want to get back to shop now, and so I'll be seeing you a little later, Mr.
Yes. Yes, that'll be all right, Hector. Webb?
Yes, what do you want?
Listen, come here. I know how we can make a lot of money, but keep it under your hat. Boots.
How can you make any money keeping your boots under your hat?
Oh, I don't mean we're going to make money keeping our boots under our hats.
Well, whose boots are we going to keep under our hats?
Nobody's. I mean, we're going to clean up.
Clean up the boots?
No, not clean up the boots.
I get you. Clean up the hats.
Clean up nothing. What I mean is, looky here. Listen, in a few days, Hector's going to make it rain with his rain machine. Well, sir, now Oliver's store and Lem Butler's won't be figuring on it's going to rain, but we will. See? We'll have the jump on them.
Well, what's the idea of jumping on Lem Butler? It ain't his fault if it's going to rain.
I didn't say it was his fault. I said he doesn't know it's going to rain, and we do. And we'll have boots on hand.
Well, I ain't going around with boots on my hands just because it might rain.
Oh, dagnabbit. Ain't you got no sense at all, Eb? Now, look here. Nobody figures it's going to rain. But we know it is, because Hector's going to make it rain. So we'll order a stock of rubber boots.
Yes, but...
Hand me that General Supply Company catalog there, and we'll get our order in right off.
Here's the catalog, but I ain't going to write no more letters.
Oh.
I'm dead darn
you
tired.
You don't have to write a letter. Now, let's see here. Boots, B's, over there. Here it is. I reckon it's the kind we want right here. Yes, make a nice profit on them, too. Russia's Marine Gumboot.
What is it?
Russia's Marine Gum Boots. You get the General Supply Company in long distance, and we'll phone in the order.
Oh, sure. You get them yourself. I can't get them.
Oh, of course you can get them.
No, I can't.
All you have to do is ask for the General Supply Company, long distance.
Yeah, but I can't remember what you want to order.
That's all right. I'll write it down here for you. You go ahead and get the General Supply Company.
Oh, sure. Dad read it. I wish we didn't have no firm. That darn nuisance, anyhow. Just a toy, anyhow. It'll never work out. They're nothing but gossip contraptions. Wake up that central gal now. Hello? Yeah, I want to get the General Supply Company. I say I want the General Supply Company. Now, how do I know where it is?
Listen, ask for long distance.
What's that, Deb?
Long distance?
I don't know where it is, but it's long distance.
It's in San Francisco. San Francisco.
Hello, it's in San Francisco. All right, hurry up about it, too.
Here's what you asked for now. I ripped out for you. Now, I'm going over to the post office and...
Hello, General Supply Company. Send us a dozen gunboats. Yes, gunboat.
Not gunboat, you darn fool. Gum boots. Russia's Marine gum boots.
Just a second. What was that, Zeb?
Russia's Marine...
Hello, yes. Gunboat and Russia's Marines.
Oh.
Marines. Yes. No, no, we ain't have no revolution.
Wait a minute. Let me do that order and give me that phone. Well, I'm shun it.
Take it. Dad Burnett, go ahead and think you're dead and smart.
Hello. Say, this is the general store at Corn Center. Corn Center. No, we don't want no corn. We want boots. Yes, Russia's gum boots. I say we want Russia's bum goots. Goats. No, wait. No, we don't want no goat. We want you to send us the Russia's gum boots you advertise in your... I say give us the bums rush.
Let me have that phone. Get out of the way. I'll talk
well,
to you. Hello? Say, listen, we want gum boots. Gum. We don't give a darn what flavor it is. Yes, mint'll be all right. I say mint.
Wait. She thinks you're talking about chewing gum.
How's that?
She thinks you're talking about mint gum. Here, let me have that phone. There. I know how to get that order across. Hello? Say, miss. That is my partner talking a minute ago. Yes. But he never meant gum. No, not mint gum. Mint gum, I said. I say he never... Now, wait. I do know what we want. I don't want mint gum. I want mint boots. Hello, listen, send us a dozen umbrellas. Sign it. Reckon the umbrellas will be just as good as the boots. And if you... Oh, well, look who's coming with you. Look here.
That dad darn crook Flint.
Yes, coming in here after we...
Yeah. Well, now, what do you want?
Now, I don't want to start an argument.
Well, get outside and you won't be starting an argument.
Now, please. I know you gentlemen don't like me, in spite of the fact that I tried to do you a favor. I've just stopped in...
Favor? What favor?
I tried to warn you that Hector Smith was going to get into trouble, and that he was a flagrant fool.
You're crazy. Hector might be a fool, but he's a long ways from being flagrant.
All right, we won't go into that. But Hector Smith has been stepping high, wide, and handsome in this town for a long time. He set himself up as a sort of bellwether, and
Well, if you just come in here to talk about the weather, Mr. Flint, you can just...
I'm not
right
talking
along.
About the weather. I said bellwether, who leads, as opposed to you that follows, and...
Well, who do we follow? Who do we follow?
I didn't say you followed anyone.
Who did you say, then?
I said you. That's a...
See, he's crazy, Zeb. You're crazier than a bed tick.
I'm not crazy.
Well, you certainly talk like you was. What do you want in here, anyhow?
I want
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a you. A female sheep.
Say, Dad, darn your hide, don't you call me a female sheep.
I didn't call you a sheep.
Well, you just did, Mr. Flint. He hid you with my own ears now.
Oh, what? Look here. Haven't you ever heard of a you? E-W-E. E-W-E. Here, I'll write it down for you.
Now, hold on. Don't you touch that. That's a contract.
Oh, I see.
What's the matter?
I see why you're so eager to defend Hector Smith. So you're partners of his in this rainmaking scheme, eh?
Well, what we are.
I might have guessed it. Hector Smith is out to gyp the public with this fake rain machine of his, and you're in business with him. This is excellent, excellent.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you what I mean. Young Smith's machine hasn't the slightest chance of working. And when it's proven that it's a fake, he'll go to jail for fraud. And as his partners, you will too. You're all a bunch of gyp artists.
We ain't gypping nobody. The only person who's put any money in Hector's machine is a fellow named Mr. Mortimer.
Yes, I know. Mr. Mortimer is in the employ of the Ortega Irrigation Company. He's my secretary. I'm really the one who put up that money. And if Hector Smith fails to produce rain, well, it's just going to be too bad for all of you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes. Eb.
Yes.
Eb, supposing that machine don't work. Supposing Hector can't make it rain. Eb, what'll we do if it don't rain?
Cancel that order for them umbrellas.